All right, welcome back, everyone. Let's all stand if it's convenient for you. He set me free. Once like a bird in prison I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I fell. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me.
Something we could use there. What I'd like for us to do tonight is I want to go through one verse of the scripture that we covered this morning a little more in depth. Somebody said dig just a little deeper in the well and talk about the Lord's His love for us, but His role in our lives. That part that God plays in our life. And there's not anything that happens that He is not keenly aware of. He is always aware. You know, when Paul had the shipwreck, when he was talking to the people on the ship about what was going to happen, he said, we're going to make it. He said, who I am, the one that owns me, the Lord, who I belong to, who talked with me tonight and said that you're going to go to Rome, and everybody that's with you is going to be safe. And a lot of things took place. God put a lot of pieces of the puzzle in Paul's life together during that voyage. And history tells us that Paul died in that Roman prison. But John the Baptist was beheaded, and he said, when he talked about Jesus, I must decrease, you've got to increase, you're going to increase, I'm going to decrease. And, you know, we'd think, man, that can't be God's will. That can't be the way that God would do things, and yet we see Him doing things just that way. Those that He led out of bondage, He couldn't lead into the promised land. So they all died in the wilderness. In Psalms 139 and verse 14, I'm going to let you stand and give reverence to this one verse. I'm just going to read the one verse, and I'm going to be brief tonight. No, I'm going to just use this. This is on, isn't it? This is on, right? The pulpit mic is on. All right. Psalms 109, verse 14. I will praise thee. What does that mean? The psalmist said, I will praise thee. Who's he? He's talking about God. Need some assistance? No? Okay. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. You may be seated. I will praise thee. It's not just the congregation that's praising, but I am praising. Turn back a few pages to Psalms 23. This is one probably that you know by heart, but I want to just point your attention to this psalm and the way that the psalmist looked at the Lord and His personal relationship with Him. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. He didn't say He's everyone's shepherd. He is the shepherd of all God-fearers. He's the shepherd to everyone that is a follower of Christ. But He says, the Lord is my shepherd personally. And because of that, I shall not want. It doesn't matter of the circumstances. He didn't say if the circumstances get bad enough, then I'll be in want. But he doesn't use that. He said, I shall not want because of who I am and because of who He is. There's a song that sounds kind of like that, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, I want you to notice all these personal pronouns that are in this psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, personally, with me. Thy rod and thy staff, it's me that they comfort. This is a doctrine that is kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around because of time and distance and people, the millions of people in the world, and the things that are going on in their lives, and yet he has time for me. I'm personal to him. I'm special to him. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Rick Warren preaches a sermon on the 23rd Psalm, and on this particular verse, he talks about a battlefield set up, and there's back in the back of the battlefield, there's been a tent set up. And under that tent, a huge table that is just filled with all kinds of food. And they've prepared for the king to come to the battlefield. And all these guys on the front line that are fighting the battle, the king has selected one to come and eat with him. And I thought, that's a great illustration. We're on the front of the battlefield, and yet the king, the Lord of Lords, has prepared a table in the presence of our enemies. He's prepared this great table for me. In the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The one that is being praised deserves all our praise. In the 22nd chapter of Genesis, Abraham was in the process of leading his son to a place that God had required him to sacrifice him. And that story I don't understand. But in that 14th verse of that 22nd chapter, something marvelous has taken place. God gets hold of Abraham's hand and says, don't do your son any harm. I know now. And I don't think God didn't know, do you? I mean, I think that Abraham knew then. But there was a ram caught in the thicket, and he's indicated that he was sacrificed that ram. And Abraham gives it a name, Jehovah Jireh. God is our supply. He meets our need. The Lord will provide is what the word means. In this psalm, in Psalm 139, I discover that I'm unique. God created me to be Lanny, not to be anybody else. And he created you to be yourself, not anyone else. But he created you to be you, and he created you uniquely, you. And there is not anything, according to this psalm, there's not anything that He does not know about you, and He created you that way. Well, why didn't He make me just a few inches taller? Why didn't He make me look a little different than this? Why did He do it this way or that way? Because He knows what is best. And because He's God. And He's all wisdom. He's all knowledge. He knows all. You think that what is going on in the government today is some kind of surprise to God? And He's up there in heaven wringing His hands thinking, what in the world am I going to do? He's not. He's not. He knows all. He knew how the election was going to come out long before there was ever an election. And so He's our days are before Him. There's things that Henry Peterson and I do not agree on. But I think he does a good job with the Message Bible for a help, for a study Bible along with your other Bible. You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise You because You are to be feared. All You do is strange and wonderful. I know it with all my heart. See, that's where we need to come to. When my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, when I was growing there in secret, You knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born. The days allotted to me had all been recorded in Your book before any of them ever began. We are unique. We are special to the Lord.